The price of oil has fallen again overnight after OPEC nations decided against cutting production to prop up dwindling values. Expectations are that crude prices might go even lower after the usually powerful Gulf producers decided to do nothing. The deepening oil slide has hurt energy companies around the world, and some big names in Australia have seen their share prices dive this morning. More now from our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Despite the oil price sliding in recent months, weeks and days, there were low expectations for today's meeting of OPEC oil ministers in Vienna. And the 12-member cartel delivered, maintaining production of 30 million barrels a day, holding firm in the face of too much oil chasing too few customers and growing pressure to tighten the oil tap. So how low can the oil price go before OPEC bends to self-interest and counters with lower supply to prop up the price? OPEC Secretary-General Abdullah El-Badri wouldn't put a number on it, and he said he was relaxed, for now, anyway.
We have no target, I tell you. I speak on behalf of all the ministers. We have no target price. We are looking for a fair price. The fair price is where we can invest, where we have a decent income, where the consumers will be happy too.
OPEC's decision to do nothing only sent the oil price lower. West Texas Intermediate crude went to $69 a barrel after falling by a third this year. Brent crude fell to its lowest level since 2010. For once, OPEC has no choice but to let market forces play out, unable to use its traditional muscle because of slowing growth in Europe and China. An even bigger complication is the United States, which is on its way to oil independence with local production of shale oil at a three-decade high. But Abdullah El-Badri is unfazed, and he told journalists they worried too much.
Why you people are concerned about our production? Why you are concerned? Doesn't that will, if the price will come down, doesn't that will help you to fill your car? Why you are concerned about this? Unless you are a trader, but if you are a journalist, that's good for you.
While OPEC's heavy hitters, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, are driving the do-nothing strategy, smaller member nations are furious. Venezuela, which relies on a high oil price to underpin government finances, is said to have stormed out of the meeting after the OPEC kingpins refused to cut production. But oil analyst John Hall says it's an unpalatable reality check, especially for the small players.
For some of them it is dire straits, but the reality of it all is that the price of oil is falling, it's been overpriced for too long, and they're being hit hard by shale. I mean, what this will do now, I won't say this will kill the shale industry, make a very, very great difference to production of shale. And I think there are some projects already being now sidelined to next year. So it's already having an impact.
Wall Street was closed for the Thanksgiving Day public holiday, but elsewhere financial markets were hit hard. Russia's ruble went to a record low, and energy stocks in London were savaged, according to stockbroker Kathleen Brooks.
Energy companies have a weighting of about 16% on the FTSE, and that's why the FTSE turned lower. I mean, the energy sector was down 4%. Shell had a big fall of 5%. BP around about 4% today. They haven't really been hit as hard as the oil price, but it does suggest that maybe a leg lower for some of those energy companies.
Those heavy falls translated to Australian energy stocks, which rely on a high oil price. Santos down 10%, Tap Oil 9%, and Oil Search almost 8% lower. The Australian dollar is also a casualty of the oil price collapse, down to 85.1 US cents. It's becoming a test of nerves for OPEC and oil investors, so will OPEC blink before the global oil glut really starts to hurt?
Business editor Peter Ryan.